This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Michelle here with your questions to the firing line, which, of course, the firing line, because we answer your tough health issues and challenges. And she gets them by contacting us through the contact us at Nutramedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or the order line, 888-212-8871. And I want all those people out there to listen to get all of your supplements and all of your technology from Nutramedical. Don't wander all over the place. Don't think you'll get better. You can't. And you can get free advice just by emailing. I had a contact this morning. I'll have to call right after the show. But a man who's one of our regular listeners, whose son got pinned in a car accident, transected his pancreas, and wants to have functional medicine support for his healing after he had surgery to put his pancreas back together again. But pretty big surgery. So we will provide him that. And by the way, the email protocol is free. So there's only a charge if I have to review medical records or order testing, etc. All of that, this is a ministry. That's why we want your support to pray for us and to pray, and also to only get your supplements at Nutramedical. Don't wander all over the place, please. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, wake me up, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
And I actually am wide awake. I had a great sleep last night.
Good.
And it's great to be here. And today I wanted to try to get through a lot of the emails, which we've been talking a lot lately and not getting through all the emails. So I'm going to get right into business, right down to business. Except I usually have to say something about ordering or something. I can't just get down to business without saying, don't forget to go to NutriMedical.com and don't forget to support the NutriMedical family and order as little as things as you can or the biggest things that you can for your own health, as Bill always says, for your own. It's for you and for us.
And the other thing I want you to do is you can raise any questions you have. It's all free. It only becomes a consult if I have to review records or order tests. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a special invitation for people to ask questions on the show. And the number to call is 877-317-6432. Don't be afraid. I don't bite, and if I do, I have my radio distemper shot, so you won't get distemper. So
really?
You're like a bite, you know, a dog bite. Radio distemper shot. So anyway, I want you to call and ask good questions. Don't ask them that are based on the topic we're talking about, or if it's open lines. Ask a question you think needs an answer.
Any question.
But ask questions that are tough to ask. Good questions are...
See, if that was me, I wouldn't call because I'd stop and think, oh, gee, maybe I don't have a really good question, or maybe I don't sound articulate enough, or blah, blah, blah.
No, everybody has a
question. You know what? If it was me sitting there, I'd say, anybody call. Say whatever you want.
No, that's not good. Okay, let me explain. I want them on topic, or if it's not on topic, it's going to be something important. Like, for example, talking to a lady this morning, she said all of her family are having heart attacks in their 40s and 50s.
Oh, yeah.
And she's concerned. She just moved back from Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, you want to make sure that you know what the underlying cause of your heart problems are. You know, why do you have heart disease? Do you have elevated homocysteine? You can do tests on that.
Right.
Do you have abnormal dyslipidemia? You want to do a lipid electrophoresis, not what the regular doctors do, which is a nuclear spectroscopy. You want to know the underlying cause of why all your family members are getting. Do you have an apoprotein problem? Has it ever been tested? And then there's specific tests to catch people before they get in big trouble. High-speed CT scan or a CT scan that will determine if you've got circulatory problems. And then therapy like ECCP, along with their supplements and peptides, will regenerate your heart circulation. So you don't need to go down the pathway of thinking that all surgery or all medicine is bad, but you got to know, have knowledge. You don't want to walk in ignorant and let the doctors do whatever they please or don't do the right thing. They even have at their own fingertips.
Boy, I don't know what I was going to say. You talk so much, I forget. I had a question.
In other words, I want people to ask relevant questions that are tough questions
okay,
for them.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So are all medical questions good?
Yes, and then any
all
question that deals with something that's a real important issue, like how do we negotiate with North Korea? What do we do with health care? I mean, what do we do with the border, you know?
What kind of questions are no good?
Questions that basically are completely off topic, They're just trying to talk about whatever they're...
What if we have a guest on that's talking about political stuff and then someone wants to call in with a medical question?
Usually we do that on medical hours. If there's political, we want to stick to political stuff during that hour. We don't want to go off on tangent. I mean, the hour two and hour one many days is medical, Monday and Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday and Thursdays. And the middle hour is almost always medical. So
You can always go to NutriMedical.com.
Yeah.
You can always click on the media archives and find out when the medical shows are. But basically, they're every Tuesday and Thursday. You can be sure that...
Yeah, hour two is always safe to call in. Yeah. Hour one on Tuesday and Thursday.
And the other shows, I guess, because, you know, for your guests, to be polite to your guests, you want to stick to the topic.
Like Jonathan Gray talks about Will You Survive, say, on Wednesday, every second Wednesday. And we talked about water. I know a lot about water this last week. We're talking about specific things. We don't want to go way off topic and then waste a whole segment on something that may not be relevant. And we want good questions. We want a question that, let's put it this way.
Keep saying good question.
Good question means a question that is bothering you, that's really important to you, mm-hmm. or people like you that are similar. You've got to remember, mm-hmm. you're in a sense being a co-host on the show, so you're going to ask a question that other people want to know because it's important for their life. Right?
Okay, so basically if it's on topic, it's good.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Just be on topic. That's the key.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I talked to Patricia. Patricia's nickname is Danny, and she's from right here in California, Bill.
Yeah.
And she's having trouble with her eyes. Like, she's seeing less and less. Like, right now, it's like a fog, right? When she looks, she's just like looking through a fog all the time. Now, she does have macular degeneration, and she does take our supplements, but she can't afford it because she's on Social Security, so she has to take the very... You know, as little as she can. Actually,
well, let me give you the first thing. I'll revise it.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Well, just for her eyes.
No, let me tell you one more thing about her eyes. When a few years ago, the doctor was looking in her eyes and said she has yellow cholesterol clumps in her eyes. Well, she has no idea what
he's incorrect.
An arcus ciruleus.
No, arcus ciruleus basically means calcification around the outside of the iris.
Okay,
let me explain the two things you need there. Firstly, the arteries in the eye can get calcified, so you want to take full vitamin K2.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody with eye disease has infection, glaucoma, et cetera, nanobacteria, fungi, even things like Toxocara catesin canis, which are toxoplasmosis. In fact, if you look in the back of the eye with an ophthalmoscope or a slit lamp, you can actually see them wriggling in the back of the eye.
I said that before. The vitamin K2, I thought that's more for your bones. And...
No, it's also to decalcify arcus ciruleus in your eye and calcification of your retinal blood vessels.
I'm glad I take that because it does so many different things.
Right, and also you want to take our Vision Max. So if you take that, I also strongly recommend everybody with eye disorders take our full Nutrisilver, two drops, four times a day to each eye, because everybody with eye disease has an infection in their eye, not just in the meibomian glands in the eyelid, but they have infection inside their eyeball, and it's often polypathogenic, most commonly viral or nanobacterial. And the Nutrisilver will kill both. Regular antibiotics will not.
Patricia, Danny, also has a question for you to say. What would be better for her eyes, because she's saving up, the peptides or the lumen?
First off, I don't prescribe peptides unless they take the other supplements I recommend. And I would say if you've got a choice between the peptides and the lumen, I would probably get the peptides first. And I would get peptides along with my full protocol. So in other words, even if you have to borrow money, you want to be in the full protocol for at least 6 months to regenerate your eyes, because the ophthalmologists don't have any alternatives for senile macular degeneration. They have no alternatives and no treatment. Same way as 40 to 50% of people with glaucoma have normal or low eye pressure, and it's actually a chronic infection in the eyeballs. It's very common in diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't reverse the underlying problem, you go blind. Not just because of the increased eye pressure causing cataracts. That's where the Kansi eye drops comes in, and Nutritrala, which is very important, Vision Max, and of course Vanaway to help reverse the vascular disease. But the arcus ciruleus is actually just calcification around the outside of the iris. So if you see arcus ciruleus, it means their arteries in their brain and their heart are calcifying too.
Oh.
So that's where the vitamin K2 is very important.
Okay. One more question. Do you take living probiotic on an empty stomach or full? Or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Good, because I take mine anytime.
Yeah.
And also, I just wanted to mention, talking to Dave Mitchell,
yeah,
the Samaritan, the cost sharing. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we'll come back.
Come
yeah.
back?
Yeah.
I think it's worthwhile from what I looked at, Bill.
Yeah.
Really worthwhile for Chris.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back. And by the way, if people have something urgent, you can email me. I check my emails like 20 times a day. Check, do email if you want something urgently answered.
At Nutramedical at drdrbill.com.
No, that's only for you. I'm saying if they need to get urgently a hold of me, and I've said this on the show other times, drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com. But I tell people if you want it on the firing line, you give the email. Because that will go when you go either go to contact us and it does a ninja form, or the what's the other email, Mish? Because if you want it just on the Friday show.
No, it's not just for Friday show. I have under contact us for contacting Dr. Bill Deagle. I have NutriMedical@drbilldeagle.com. NutriMedical@drbilldeagle.com. The reason is, I've noticed this past week, and that is I get a copy of every one of those emails.
Yeah.
So I can, when
but the thing is, I'm actually on my computer more than you're available.
No, that's okay. They can have as many emails as they want, but that one makes sure that I can follow up and make sure that you got it.
Right, but yeah, that's
all. And that's
they can,
on
they
the website.
They can send to both. But what I'm saying is if they need to get a hold of me, because I work all hours of the day and night. Sometimes I'm working at
this
11, 12 at night.
And
if they have something really urgent, they need
to I'm just letting you know that I took the other one off of the website. The Dr. Bill Deagle at Hotmail or there's none of them on the website, on the Contact Us site. It's a nutrient.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. Because that way you can hide it
for
the Friday show.
I did that already.
Go ahead.
I did that last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
A week ago.
Go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, because that way I know who's, you know, what questions are coming. They are most people that listen, Bill, and when you respond back to them, of our listeners from our NutriMedical family, they know your private email.
Yeah,
they
that's
already
right.
know that. Remember, I'm for people coming, you know, that are coming in and want to know where to go and.
Right.
But also
okay.
for their regulars.
Let's get back to the emails, honey.
Oh, you're bored now.
Yeah, I'm getting bored.
Well,
I want you to.
I'll talk about that. Well,
No, I want you to get on there because you got a whole fistful of emails here. Let's get rolling.
You and your fistful. That's not a fist.
You got a lot of emails there.
That's a handful.
You printed a lot today.
You're thinking fist because you're in a fighting mood, so you're saying a fistful. It's a handful.
Go ahead.
Now, remember we're going to talk a little bit, if you wanted to, before I get started the emails about the Samaritan thing? Or why don't we wait until next week and I'll investigate it more?
Yeah, you investigate it. I'll tell you what. Yeah.
I'd like to know a little bit more about numbers.
Yeah, my Christian... functional medicine doctor, Dr. Winkler, who's been on the show, has introduced me to it. Samaritan is a really good health care sharing plan, and it will cover testing as well as care in the hospital, etc.
Well, Dave Mitchell's on it, too, and it's covering his supplements, and that's why I want to talk about it next week.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Rob, from where do you think he's from? You never heard of this place. Vista, California.
Oh, yes, okay.
So... Hi, Dr. Deagle. I would like to schedule a consultation, and I would like to thank you for what you do. I am very excited to possibly speak with you, as I believe you'll be able to assist me. I don't know how I have missed your work, but over the last few days, I have brought myself up to speed a bit with some of it, and was a bit speechless when I saw that the NutriMedical office in Vista is probably less than 15 minutes from my home. That is funny.
Well, this is a studio. So I don't have an open office for medical records or anything. It's telemedicine, so I don't have a place where people can drop in or do testing, whatever, because I'm retired. But I do test kits I can send to people anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just added SpectraCell, which is test micronutrients in your cells. It's the only company that does it. And the SpectraCell test kits are available now. So if you contact me, I can get those as well as all of the dozens of other labs.
And the address that's probably, Rob, that you saw on the Internet, that is our P.O. Box address, and that's just an address I keep for the Internet. When you become a customer and you order, and you're part of the Nutramedical family, then you'll see our other address that comes on the package.
Right.
You get to know the real address. Anyways, he goes on to say, my father has had a strange, fast onset of dementia. I know what happens, but his situation is just really odd. Hopefully you have some ideas to help.
Well, yeah, first off, most doctors are sloppy in their diagnostics to determine what the cause is. Some people use the term Alzheimer's. Nobody's going to offer to have a brain biopsy because you only can tell under electron microscopy if you have Alzheimer's. You have to also do an MRI scan to see if it's a Pick's disease, which is just an atrophy of a specific part of the brain, like the frontal lobes, whereas Alzheimer's is a general demyelination disorder. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is you want to actually stop three things. Firstly, you want to make sure there's not a vascular dementia caused by loss of circulation to the various arteries of the brain and circle of Willis. Secondly, you don't want to see a demyelination. If you do, you can reverse that. And thirdly, you want to make sure there's no chronic low-grade viral infections or other infections that have crossed the blood-brain barrier. And you want to make sure you have normal neurotransmitter levels like acetylcholine in the hippocampus, etc., and the volume of the different nuclei are the same. So I can tell you what tests to do with your local doctors, which you can do. It's all covered by insurance. Then I can recommend fancy test kits that we can actually measure brain neurotransmitters, organic acids, metabolites, etc., and referral to a PhD psychologist to do a quantitative EEG. But the nutraceuticals we use are Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Brain Mag, nutraceuticals for acetylcholine, CDP choline, uridine or uridine monophosphate, and ultrathiamine B1. Those are the core.
What's the best one for myelination, to remyelinate?
We have two. We have Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid, Neurogen, and we have Singulin, which is particularly good not just with MS, but other demyelinating disorders such as Parkinson's disease and ALS. Oh, it also works on central and peripheral myelination disorders.
Okay.
So you want to use the Neurogen and Singulin.
He also says, my son has what most would call high-functioning autism. Perhaps there are some ideas you can give me to help him on his journey.
Yeah, what happens is, basically in autism, you have the reptilian brain takes over, and there's a loss of the normal myelin connection with the frontal lobes. So usually the anterior forebrain bundle is dismyelinated. You can do a quantitative EEG, and we can use lumen photon, as well as peptides to regenerate his brain, as well as the remyelination pathways I mentioned. You want to give acetylcholine support, which I mentioned, CDP choline, uridine monophosphate, uridine, and ultrathiamine B1. And you want to correct any problems at all with free radical damage, because a lot of times they have elevated free radicals. They've had previous vaccines, and if they have a gene SNP on their genetic testing with catecholomethyltransferase and some other gene SNPs, they're at higher risk of vaccines causing autism, autism spectrum disorder, ADD, ADHD, or Asperger syndrome, which is high-functioning, basically autism, where they can have an elevated IQ, maybe even genius level, but they're apersonal. They're more like a robot, right? But I know what the problem is, and I can, because I've done neuroscientist research on this, I can tell you what tests to do with your neurologist and psychologist and the right types of other tests to do to actually reverse it. But the supplements, we can help dramatically, and we can also use peptides for brain regeneration.
Next, Bill, is our friend Pam and Len, from just north of Chicago up there.
Right.
About 5 days ago, Len woke up and both of his feet were swollen. He thought he might have gotten an infection from a bug bite and applied Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, and took those both orally as well, and also took a lot of Power C+. The feet swelling hasn't gotten worse, but they haven't improved much either. Both feet and up the lower legs are swollen and hard. Sometimes his toes throb a little, but not all the time. We took his blood pressure, 115 over 80, and his QRMA, and nothing really changed. We're concerned as the swelling hasn't gone down.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll do an analysis of the differential diagnosis in a general of anybody that presents that way, and then we'll tell you what things we are doing now and we're going to do to make sure we continue to chase this problem away.
Okay.
When we come back.
Okay.
welcome back, Mishy. Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, what were you saying? I forgot.
Yeah.
Were you saying something?
Well, yeah, well, yeah, go ahead with just a couple of details for people who haven't listened to the...
I forget. I have a new question. Okay.
No, go ahead with the last one there.
We're done, I think.
No, we weren't. We're just about to.
That was autism, and then...
Well, autism spectrum disorder.
Pam. It was Pam.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the situation.
That's right. Pam, I forgot.
Okay, now here's the situation. Firstly, you have to rule out congestive heart failure, which can happen pretty quickly. It's increasing 400% faster than any other heart disease, like coronary artery disease, stroke, or whatever, heart failure.
Mm.
And so it's causing more deaths than any other single group of heart disease now. Faster, 400% faster than any other heart disease. We don't know why. We do know there's some changes to the environment, increased electrical pollution from Wi-Fi networks,
mm-hmm.
and from smart meters, and from these other things, which are toxic to mitochondria, which is two-thirds of the weight of your heart is actually mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. That's 75%.
So probably that's what was happening with Glenn?
Well, he might.
Do you know? Have you talked
to him? No, I talked to them in more detail. The second thing that's likely is a systemic reaction from a toxic pathogen or toxic chemical. He did have something fall on his neck like a nest.
Yes,
and
he got some
pathogens that actually caused some ulcers in the skin. They sent me pictures.
Yeah.
So it could be he has a pathogenic infection, and that infection is causing him to get a systemic release of cytokines that's causing his feet to swell.
So what can you do about
that? You have to use things like Galar Block and high-dose Power C, are five antipathogenics, right? Now you hit him with everything. Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. NutriSilver, 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day. Alcimet, a capsule, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Nutri-Immune 26Y, immunoglobulins, and NutriDefense, 2 capsules each 3 times a day. And that should knock it out. And topically, I'd put NutriSilver alternating with the diluted spray of Nutritriodine. I wouldn't put directly on it with the tincture, but the NutriSilver is fine. And I put pregnenolone on it because you have open ulcers. So I wouldn't put curcumin cream on, except in areas where if there's swelling of his feet, you can put curcumin to reduce the cytokines there.
Well, look, this is the last email from Pam. She says it is still a swelling and bloating and trouble breathing, coughing, fatigue. Listen to this. Just a while ago, he coughed up what looked like a worm, and she sent a photo.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
Could breathe a bit better. You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
But still doesn't feel good.
Yeah, well, he needs some medical tests, too. The first thing I'd recommend is to get a plain chest x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
He may need to have an ultrasound of his abdomen because he's bloated. Mm-hmm. Make sure he doesn't have a partial obstruction of some kind.
Yeah.
Or something, sneaky like a pancreatitis or something that's causing him to have abdominal problems. So I would say we need some further testing, both conventional as doctor can do, and I can help him direct that, and then we can do some fancier testing if all of the other tests are negative, like his blood pressure is normal,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So if his lung fields are normal, he doesn't have something. If he's coughing up something, like it looked to me, like when I looked at the picture, like a blood clot of some kind. And he could have had some bleeding anywhere in his gastroesophageal areas, his pharynx.
She also said he wakes up at night suddenly and he can't breathe.
Well, he may have obstructive apnea now. See, obstructive apnea will cause ankle swelling because if you're getting obstructive apnea, you're getting pulmonary hypertension.
Okay,
so he needs to get it. He probably needs an echocardiogram of his heart, both transthoracic, and he may need a transesophageal to look at his heart.
Yeah.
And he probably needs a cardiologist to kind of check him out and a pulmonologist with a chest x-ray to make sure everything's fine, and then maybe an overnight sleep study to find out if he's getting obstructive apnea.
Yeah. Ron from Massachusetts, about 5.5 years ago, after days of exposure to the unstable blue light of my computer, I noticed a blurriness in my vision, particularly under artificial fluorescent lights and less distance clarity than I formerly had. I eat foods rich in nutrients that are beneficial for the eyes, and have started more recently using the Lumen Photon on settings 3 and Nico. I was wondering if the eye peptides you speak of might prove useful.
Yeah, and you don't want Nico for the eye. Nico is for bones. You want we want settings 3 and 7, not Nico. Nico is for bones like around your teeth and jaw, or your spine, or if you have a weak area on a DEXA bone scan of your surgical neck or your hips, or a lumbar or thoracic vertebrae that's weak on the DEXA bone scan.
Yeah.
Yes, the eye peptides are good, but I will not give peptides without all of the other support nutraceuticals and also some things like EGFT, which is the epigenetic frequency therapy, which now the best way to deliver it is the sonic life. So you need to have, it's just a part of a whole spectrum of things that'll help. And you can even add to that a stem cell transplant. The best one is the hypoxic stem cell transplant available at the Santa Clarita Clinic in Tijuana. They're actually made in San Diego at their research lab, and that's the best stem cells. They're better than umbilical cord stem cells or other ones. But I tell people that it depends on how far along you want to go. The peptides, you must take the other supplements that I recommend, or you're not going to get the peptides. They won't work.
Cecil from Texas. Hey, Cecil. What is the protocol for dealing with rheumatoid arthritis, and does the CoQ10 give the individual overall more physical energy or just a modest amount of energy?
Well, rheumatoid is basically caused by Mycoplasma fermentans incognita, which causes an anti-tissue antibody because the peptides are identical to the pathogen, and they look at the and it causes a rheumatoid nodule to develop that chews up the cartilage in the joints. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is you need to take the antipathogenics, which I mentioned, those five. You want to also take things like arthritics to turn off the arthritis. And you want to take joint performance tendon mender, two capsules each twice a day. And, then, of course, our new Red Deer Velvet DR, which will be available in a couple of days. In fact, I'll be calling at the top of the hour in 20 minutes to see when the capsulated bottles will be here. But they are capsulated in this week, so
exciting.
We should have it in any day, basically.
His other question was just about CoQ10,
though? Well, CoQ10 gives you energy, but if you're trying to get energy, CoQ10 is a good start because it's the only non-crystallizing. But I recommend the Sport Energy Light,
yes,
and the D-ribose and the NADH. The D-ribose turns to ATP.
Those three, number one would be the Sports Energy Light.
Sports Energy Light and, yeah, D-ribose. And I love the NADH. I have a tablet bottle here.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a tablet under your tongue. It gives you energy instantly.
Oh. And how long does it last?
About 4 to 6 hours.
And you need energy?
Yeah.
Wow. You're the last person, I think.
It just gives me more energy. So
you're just getting more and more energy.
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara, in an email, my sister is having chemo treatments for stage four cancer when she started to take cannabis, the hemp oil. Bill?
Yeah.
It stopped the cancer from spreading and reduced the tumor by 35%.
Right.
Still taking the chemo, and I'm looking for a protocol to restore the damage from the chemo when she's finished.
Yeah, basically it's the stem. She'll need stem cell peptides for the target organs, and she'll also need the other nutraceuticals to stop free radicals and cytokines. So we use things like Cell Defense Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, Gamma A Plus, Ultrathiamine B1. You need the Vitamin Mineral Max, Vitamin Mineral Mix, because you need the minerals for your DNA to turn back on again. I recommend the EGFT, epigenetic frequency therapy, for regenerating the target organs, or the whole range of minerals, which I'm going to have a whole range of all the minerals besides the target organ ones. And you can actually, I can send it as an MP3. You can play it as an MP3 in your ears, or put it through a little antenna, or put it through the Sonic Life. If you're trying to regenerate after a chemotherapy, you've permanently damaged tissues, and you have also persisting cancer mother cells, even if you recover. So you can't just kind of take a few supplements and expect recovery. You must take all of the supplements that are going to recommend, plus the peptides, if you're going to get regeneration. So it's a big deal, but we can do it.
Peter from Florida. I ran across your website and saw some great products, and I'm looking for guidance. I would like to address two concerns. Mm-hmm. Number one, digestive health is poor.
Well, the first thing is most people have hypochlorhydria, low hydrochloric acid, so they need digestes. If they're maldigesting, they also have to add gastrozyme, digestive enzymes, and they usually have a dysbiosis and small bowel intestinal overgrowth.
Now, what's the difference between the digestes, what does it do, and the gastrozyme?
Totally different.
What does it do?
Your stomach makes pepsin, which makes the acid in your stomach, and it also makes pepsin digestive enzymes. It makes hydrochloric acid and pepsin.
Okay, and what does digestes
do? And digestes has the vegetable-based, well, broad-spectrum digestive enzymes from your pancreas, but you need both. You don't just take one. And you need also to clear up the things like berberstatin, living probiotic ultra to clear up the dysbiosis. Okay, and if you don't...
I still don't understand the difference between digestes and gastrozyme.
Stomach acid and pepsin for your stomach is digestes.
Okay.
Gastrozyme is all the pancreatic enzymes.
Now I know. That's called simple language.
There you go.
If only you could do that every...
welcome back. Michelle, you have another question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Peter, we were talking about a member's digestive health. And his other question was, his body feels sluggish. He says, the best I can describe it is like a car with three-year-old motor oil. Lethargic, slow response times, low stamina, unmotivated, difficulty to focus.
Well, the first thing, the most common thing to start off with is hypothyroid, but often there's polyhormone imbalance, andropause, male menopause. Hypothyroidism is also very common in this age group. You can have somatopause, low growth hormone levels after age 30, 35. Mm-hmm. And he can have some other health problems like a chronic infection anywhere in his body, including his bowel, that can cause that. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is go down through some testing. We can have it done by his local doctor, some basic tests. And if we need to do advanced testing, I can recommend a specific test to determine it. If there's an infection, we have ways of dealing with that. If there's hypothyroidism, mitothyroid, minerals plus, and the nutriodine, and of course, that's all you need is 5 drops in water twice a day. You don't need the full antipathogenic dosage, and then you can also use on top of that the horse colon that will increase 5' deiodination of thyroid to activate it from T4 to T3, which is 4,000 times stronger. So we need to systematically go through to make sure he's not hypothyroid, having andropause, somatopause, or a chronic infection are the most common causes of chronic fatigue. And then the fourth likely thing would be depression. He could have depression, and if he does, we give him 5-HTP cross. His B vitamins like BioLVR, which contains the B vitamins and methylation, and the minerals you need are Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus to convert the tryptase and paralyze enzymes to convert your amino acids to neurotransmitters to correct depression. And if his mood is energy is low, we use Mood Energizer, which is acetyltyrosine, to increase dopamine, because when you have chronic fatigue, the most common thing is a dopamine deficiency. That's why after people are, let's say, drug addicts on speed or cocaine or whatever, they have a downregulation of dopamine production. And so you need to give Mood Energizer as well as the B vitamins, BioLVR, Minerals Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Max in order to correct that.
What else is the 5-HTP good for besides
depression? It's good for sleep induction because it helps to convert to serotonin in your brain for mood, but also melatonin for depression, for sleep induction, and it also helps with reducing anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah, and we use that along with Stress to Go. Usually one...
We have a lot of customers now that have mixed the 5-HTP with the Stress to Go, and they like it better than the melatonin. They still take the melatonin, But those two together are working really well.
Yeah, you can reduce the dosage of melatonin to maybe only one at night, but you'll need melatonin because you want the immediate and slow release.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some people, after a period of time, they may only need the 5-HTP and the Stress to Go because their brain now is making the melatonin enough. They don't need the external.
Mm-hmm. Next bill is Jim from Sacramento here in California. What supplements do you recommend for hyperthyroid? My recent TSH is 0.7. I just had an ultrasound on my thyroid last week as a follow-up from last year, which shows no change in the 16 small nodules I have on it. I am almost out of Nutridyne, and I saw you have mitothyroid and need to know the recommendations to use for hyperthyroid. I also have a small swollen lymph node under my jawline now for about 2 months. The doctor says it's a lymph node, and do you have a lymph cleanse?
Well, first off, you want to make sure a lymph node is not due to thyroid cancer. So the first thing you do is you do an ultrasound of the thyroid, and you do a thyroid nuclear scan. If the nodule is hot, you actually do a needle biopsy and a karyotype DNA analysis. There's also cancer tests done, like the RGCC test, and so on, that can determine if it is cancer, what chemo agents will work. If it's hyperthyroidism, what you want to do is you want to take mitothyroid at a lower dosage, like let's say one capsule in the morning, but you want to take thyroid peptides to heal the gland. You want to take things to stop the cytokines and the autoimmunity, like Cell Defense Plus, Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrathione B1 because it's a free radical illness. And the autoimmunity will settle, too, when you clear the body of viruses, because Graves' disease and hyperthyroidism are driven by chronic viral infections in the gland itself. And so that's where you get, for example, post-viral, like a flu, H3N2, post-viral thyroiditis. The same thing with Graves' disease, where the gland gets not only inflamed, but overproduces hormone, and you have to test levels of things like long-acting thyroid stimulator, because it can cause increasing fat pads behind the eye to push the eyes forward, called exophthalmos. So it's not just the TSH that you need to watch. You need to watch LATS, LATS, long-acting thyroid stimulator. So I use things to cool the gland down, to heal and regenerate the gland with the thyroid peptides and the mitothyroid and the other nutraceuticals to turn out the fire of the free radicals and the autoimmunity. And you have to clear the stealth pathogens in the body that are driving the autoimmunity. Okay.
Next, Bill, is our dear friend David from, as he says, your longtime fireman friend from Santa Rosa Valley, 50 miles north of L.A.
Uh-huh.
Dear Dr. Bill, could you please tell me, as a type 2 diabetic, what nutraceutical products I should take prior to a partial labandectomy or something of my big toe? It is an ingrown toenail that is very painful, and the doctor is just removing the very little left side. He's given me 500 milligrams of Keflex to take 3 times a day.
Yeah, that's just a regular medical.
Yeah.
Keflex is not going to protect him totally from the other kinds of fungal or other infections that can occur. So what you want to do with diabetes is you want to take diabetaline to reduce the blood sugar and insulin, Nutritrala, and you also want to take antipathogenics such as Allicin Med and NutriSilver,
mm-hmm.
and then diabetes. You want to make sure you heal the glands quickly, so Collagen Max after the surgery, Bone Generator, Myco-D2 and Micell-D3, and full vitamin K2 to heal the bone after the foot surgery done, the laminectomy.
Well, his question is, when should you start that Keflex stuff?
Oh, Keflex is just a conventional drug. Basically, most of these conventional drugs are pretty useless. They only cover a narrow spectrum of bugs, and our antipathogenics are stronger and will penetrate through the biofilm, so... If you want to take an antipathogenic, you want Nutriodine, 15 drops of water, 3 times a day, Allicin Med and NutriSilver, and then the Nutrimune 26Y, because your immune deficiency state of diabetes increases the risk of fungal infections. So, for example, if you do a scanning electron microscopy of someone and biopsy the skin of the legs of diabetic where they get diabetic lip or the quorum, you can actually see the fungi pushing the mycelia right through the periosteum of the bone. So fungal infections are everywhere in diabetics. Their eyeballs, their skin, their bones, everywhere. So the Keflex has absolutely no effect on that. It also doesn't get anaerobic bacteria, nanobacteria at all. And these are infections that are chronic in diabetics. And it doesn't do a damn thing for them.
Jay, in an email, my daughter has severe cramps during her period, but reported that your bone protocol greatly reduced them.
Right.
Is it similar to the muscle pain protocol, or, you know, is the protocol for
muscle cramps? Yeah, muscle cramps, basically Schmilkes, 2 capsules 2 to 3 times a day, which is Yiddish for pins and needles, magnesium glycinate, and then you want to take arthritics to reduce tissue inflammation, or Seraflozyme, 5 capsules to 6 capsules of the Inflamex twice a day, and then that should help reduce the cramps and the inflammation.
Jim from Florida is taking Nutridyne with levothyroxine, 0.088 milligrams, a bad thing. My mom is taking levothyroxine for her thyroid.
Yeah, it's catastrophically stupid. There's no nice thing about it because it's levothyroxine synthetic. It has absolutely no benefit to the thyroid. Your body needs the glandular thyroid, and there's a competitor company. Firstly, most people are familiar with Armour, but it has cornstarch and polymers, which are bad. And there's another company called the Western Thyroid Research out of Phoenix that has a glandular, but ours is the best. It has glandular thyroid, hypothalamus, and adrenal, and all the cofactor nutraceuticals with it. So ours is the best. Mitothyroid better than Western Thyroid Research and far better than Armour, that actually has cornstarch and polymers in it.
I just have time for Vincent. Hi, Vincent. So as you get a couple of your questions in here, I know a woman who has recently been afflicted with cellulitis on both legs between the ankles and knees. Do you have a single product that could help her?
Well, people are wanting a single magic bullet, and that's a really bad idea.
What's the first thing that you would say for cellulitis?
Nutridyne. 15 drops in water 3 times a day, but topically on the skin, I would put NutriSilver, and she should be taking more than a single thing.
But not the DHEA cream. He was thinking DHEA
no,
cream.
No, he's wrong.
Okay.
DHEA is not the one in anti-inflammatory. The anti-inflammatory is pregnenolone, and if you have no open lesions, curcumin cream.
He also says, I've heard you say several times in the show, the body replaces its cells every 7 years. What about teeth?
Well, your teeth are being replaced. Actually, your teeth are actually the enamel in the tooth is replaced, even though it's sitting de novo.
Oh, yeah.
Every tissue in your body, except your brain cells, are replaced, so no one's older than a 7-year-old.
That is cool. Well, my dear, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening, everyone. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you next time. It'll be May, believe it or not, May already. And who's your guest coming on next?
Harley Schlanger.
Well, he must be on every Friday.
Friday, yeah. Well, he had a few weeks there where he was moving into a different place in Berlin. And he'll be back on. We'll have lots of stuff to talk about. Gary Richard Arnold on Hour 3.
Wonderful.
We're going to do some videos this week on live stream. So sign in to live stream. You watch some free FREE videos. We're posting all over the, from YouTube to Vimeo to all our other systems.
God.